Welcome to Mr. B's Pod of the Week.
Hey guys, it's Gannon here with Mr. B's Podcast of the Week. And to start it off with math, we're doing a bit of algebra and we're getting more into it next year in grade 7. But for now, we're sticking to the easier parts of algebra, but we're still doing a thing called algebraic expressions. And we're evaluating algebraic equations with a quiz about the expressions and equations on Monday. In ELA, we're working on our third quarter reading project due March 15th, and we have just about finished our realistic fiction stories, and we are also working on adjectives and adverbs. For science this week, we had our extra credit due Monday, and I hope that everybody that needed it did it, because it's probably not going to happen again. And if it does, we would be very lucky, so take advantage of it. Then we had a quiz right after on Tuesday. I hope everybody studied, and we were beginning to start our weather unit. In history, we have begun our ancient India unit, looking at the religions that were formed from this ancient civilization this week. We have also been taking the daily challenge from geoguessr.com. I suggest you try this at home and ask your kid to sign on today. Now, Mr. Butterworth is concerned with some of the class community at the moment. We have started to hang out in little groups instead of as one family. It is wild to think we spend more time with our classmates than we do with our own family some days. Wouldn't you think we would like to treat our family better? Now, on March 22nd, prepare for a half day because our spring break was replaced with an end quarter half day. The fun will be taking place on Thursday the 14th, so only 5 more days to get pledges. Ask your kid about how to give a pledge today. Remember, we can't lose to the other 6th grade classes. 6th grade field trip information will be sent out today, so make sure you look over it as it will be a blast to end out the year. You won't want to miss out. Now for the class awards, we are at the moment searching for a class award winner who can follow the rules in the hallway and in the classroom. The new award winner will be announced Monday. Now our class goal this week is to get one or less warnings during hallway transitions, 4 out of the 5 days this week. Today we have Nurse Donna here to tell us how to defend ourselves from the many viruses and diseases that are going around. So, Nurse Donna, how are we to keep from getting the flu?
The best thing to do to keep from getting the flu, obviously, is the flu shot. And we usually get that in the fall, but you can actually still get it now. Along with getting the flu shot, other things you can do is cover your coughs. Make sure that you cough into your sleeve and not into your hands. Use very good hand washing, especially before you eat. It's really, really important. Another thing you can do is you can keep your space clean. You can use disinfecting wipes and just keep everything wiped down. When you share things like pencils and scissors, you need to take time to clean those as well. So those are the biggest things you can do. And then, of course, if somebody has the flu, stay away from them.
Okay, now what other illnesses are going around at this time? Because it's not just the flu we need to worry about, is it?
You're exactly right. Another thing that we're seeing a whole lot of right now is strep throat. And that is probably the largest numbers I've seen for a long time. There's also a GI virus and a respiratory virus that's not affiliated or associated with the influenza or strep. So we've got a lot going on right now.
So, Nurse Donna, if we have the flu, would it be a good idea to come to school with it or stay at home with it?
Absolutely, please do not come to school because you're running a fever. There's a couple things here. When you're running a fever, your body's working very hard to get rid of the illness, and that actually makes you more susceptible to other illnesses. So you can get even sicker, which is not wise. Additionally, when you come to school with a fever, the flu, strep throat, any of those things, you can easily pass that on to other people, your teachers, your classmates, just anybody you come in contact with. So please stay home. Our guidelines are not to return to school until you are fever-free for 24 hours without taking any medications. And if in doubt, feel free to give me a call. I'll help you with all of that.
All right. Thank you, Nurse Donna, for coming and joining me on the podcast and answering a few questions that I had about how we need to keep ourselves safe and other people safe from getting terrible diseases like the flu, strep, and many others that you said during this wonderful podcast.
Well, you are very welcome, and thank you for asking.
All right, you guys, this is the end of the podcast, and I'm going to end it with some jokes. Why were the early days of history called the Dark Ages? Because there were so many knights. What do Alexander the Great and Kermit the Frog have in common? The same middle name. What was the smartest state? Alabama. It has 4 A's and 1 B. How is an English teacher like a judge? They both give out sentences. Why was the math book sad? Because it had too many problems. What did a 0 say to the number 8? Nice belt. What rock group has 4 men that don't sing? Mount Rushmore. Where do pencils come from? Pennsylvania. How was the Roman Empire cut in half? With a pair of Caesars. Okay, guys, that ends up this podcast. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.